Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I thought I did that last week. I don't know. I can do it with passion. 12 to 16. This is good. Esha Vaishna Mahaprabhura Darshane. Krishna Upasaka Hoilo Loya Krishna Name. Eshaba Vaishnava Mahaprabhura Darshane. Krishna Upasaka Hoila Loi Krishna Name. Eshaba Vaishnava Mahaprabhura Darshane. Krishna Upasaka Hoila Loi Krishna Name. Krishna Upasaka Hoila Loi Krishna Name. Sa Vaishnava Mahaprabhu Darshane. Krishna Upasaka Hoira Loi Krishna Name. Upasaka Hoila Loi Krishna Name. After meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all those different Vaishnavas became devotees of Krishna and began chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We have this word, loya, which we heard in the Jijago song, Bhaktivinoda, also similar. Loya, taking the holy name of Krishna. Next verse, 13. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Pahimam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Rakshamam. Translation, O Lord Ramchandra, descendant of Maharaj Raghu, kindly protect me. O Lord Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon, kindly protect me. 14. E shloka pati pari karilo prayam. Gautami gangaya jaye koilo gangasnan. Well, walking on the road, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant this Ram Raghava mantra. Chanting in this way, he arrived at the banks of the Gautami Ganga and took his bath there. Purport, Sri Gautami Ganga is another branch of the river Godavari. Formerly a great sage named Gautam Rishi used to live on the bank of this river opposite the city of Rajmahendri. Consequently, this branch was called the Gotami Ganga. Srila Bhaktivinoda says that Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj has recorded the names of the holy places visited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but there is no chronological order of the places visited. However, there is a notebook of Govinda Das's containing a chronological order and references to geographical positions. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur requests the readers to refer to that book. According to Govinda Das, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Srimunda from the Gotami Ganga. From there, he went to Dundirama Tirtha, another place of pilgrimage. According to this book, after visiting Gotami Ganga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Malikarjuna Tirtha. 15. Malikarjuna Tirthe Jai Mahesha Dekilo. Tahan Sabha Loke Krishna Namalaya Elo. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Malik Arjuna Tirtha and saw the deity of Lord Shiva there. He also induced all the people to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Purport. Malik Arjuna is also known as Sri Shaila. It is situated about 70 miles south of Karnula on the right bank of the Krishna River. There are great walls all around the village, and within the walls resides a deity known as Malik Arjuna. It is the deity of Lord Shiva and is one of the Jyotirlingas. 16? We do 16? Okay. Ramadas Mahadevi Karila Darashana. Ahobala Nasinghira Nasinghire Karila Gamana. There he saw Lord Mahadev Shiva, the servant of Lord Ram. He then went to Ahovala Narasimha. Om Agyanata Marandashya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Miritam Jena Shigurave Namaha Kita Janyamano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Fayam Vigatamayam Dadati Sarpadam Tikam Janavam Vidabhujao Kanakavidato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Tatsho Ishambaro Vijabaro Jugadhanama Palo Vandai Jigatkekaro Kurunavataro. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is traveling almost alone. First verse 12 said, Ishesha Vaishnava Mahaprabhu Darshane Krishna Upasaka Hoilo Roy Krishna Namen. After meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all those different Vaishnavas became devotees of Krishna and began chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And the next verse, the very next verse, says Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, that he was chanting Rama Raghava. Krishna, but he was also chanting Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava. So this significance of this verse, Rama Raghava, is nice, that he was also worshiping Lord Ram by chanting Ramadi Mortishu Kalani Mantishtam. And many people were worshippers of Lord Ram, so we could say that he was appealing to them also. Sometimes there's a misinterpretation that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted so many things that he did never chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra out loud. He only chanted in japa. There's some different interpretations. This has what happens when we're not in the disciplic succession. We come up with so many things. Nitai go radhe sham jape hari nam, that you should only chant the Harinam on japa beads, but not loud. But here is a reference that he was chanting on the road, Ram Raghava, but in verse 12 it says, they began chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One Krishna Name, one could argue that it doesn't say Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So this is arguments for rascals. We accept Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We accept Rupa Goswami. Uchai. And where so many prayers by Rupa Goswami, he mentions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting loudly, chanting in kirtan. Kirtan is going on, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And even if one just chants Krishna, 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 Krishna Keshava, Krishna, 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 still, he makes advancement. Even those who chant the Nitya Gaur Radhe Shyam Prabhupada said they make advancement. Never mind, he said they're not educated. Educated means that one has to accept in this cyclic accession, we understand. So many people have this cyclic accession also. But especially to take the name of Namashraya Kori Jatane Tumi, Namashraya in the other song, Udilavarana, how Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you have to surrender and accept the shelter of the holy name. One will have difficulty to surrender to Krishna without the taking of the holy name. Even in the Bhagavatam, very last verse, Nama Sankirtanam Yasha Sarva Papa Panashanam Panamo. One should surrender and take the holy name of Krishna, the final. And you could argue that, well, we don't see Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nama Sankirtanam. But it says that one should do the Sankirtan. So if somebody doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mission, then this would be more difficult for him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting and attracting big crowds. Big, big crowds. When Mahaprabhu was going to in Ramakeli, he was heading toward Vrindavan. Huge crowds. Even that wicked demoniac king, when he heard about it from some of his servants, some of his spies, etc. He had Hindu spies also. They tried to minimize. They said, no, there's no big crowd. He's just an ordinary mendicant. You've seen guys like that before. He said, what do you mean, ordinary mendicant? My other spies say that there's hundreds of thousands, lakhs of people there. They've given up, what to speak of their jobs, they've given up eating and sleeping. They don't do anything except stay around this sadhu, this Chaitanya, Gaura Hari. So don't minimize him. Of course, he's a big king. He has to chastise everybody all the time. That's what their business, especially his business. But Sanatana Goswami advised the Lord, may not be so good to go to Vrindavan. I mean, you've got lakhs of people already around you. Can you just imagine what will happen if you go all the way to Vrindavan? You'll arrive, you know, half of India will be there. So Mahaprabhu decided, yes, Sanatana Goswami has given me very good advice. Sanatana. At that time, he wasn't even a Swami yet, Goswami. It's before they totally renounced their affiliation with the king. But he advised Mahaprabhu with so many crowds. So always there's a huge crowd. Mahaprabhu doesn't need a PR agents. Of course, we all, in the marketplace of the holy name, Nityananda is the supreme dealer in the holy name. He's giving out the holy name. We're all brokers. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that he's a sweeper or sometimes some type of merchant. He cleans up, a barber. So being a barber, what does that mean? If you're in the marketplace of the holy name, how do you purchase the holy name anyway in the marketplace? Shadavan Jan Hoy, with faith. Aparada Hoylo, Shuno Hoylo, Loha Krishna Nam. You want Loha to take the holy name, we have to gradually or quickly give up our offenses to the holy name. Mahaprabhu excuses all the offenses also. That's another thing about Lord Ram. He excused Bibhishan completely, although others were saying he must be a demon. Rakshasa, he's the brother of Ravana. Sakrit eva prapano yas tavasmiti. This one verse that's given in Chaitanya Charitamrita from Ramayana. That if one surrenders one time, sakrin mana krishna padara vindayo, if he surrenders his mind once, especially to Lord Ram, but also Bhagavatam says, even just once, ragi guna, tad raga guna, this one verse says in the sixth canto, even if only one time he becomes attracted to the qualities of Krishna, the holy name or the form of Krishna. What to speak of, he's constantly engaged, ananyas chintayam toma. But if he, only one time, Prabhupada quoted one verse, eka krishnanam pape hoy. Eka krishnanam jadi, if one chants only one time the holy name, he cannot commit more sins. Or though he cannot commit enough sins to counteract one chanting of God. Namai kam yasya vachi smarana. The namai kam yasya vachi, that's a verse from the Puranas. The one-time chanting of the holy name, purely. One time becoming attracted. He will remember it again and again. So this is the type of marketplace that Nityananda has set up. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he claims to be a barber, a sweeper, a tailor. So the explanation is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if you're a sweeper, you clean the hearts. He's cleaning our hearts, actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's a sweeper, but a transcendental sweeper, cleaning the hearts of all the living entities with his wonderful songs. Who can claim that? So we also want to be tailors. Tailor means somebody comes into Hare Krishna movement, kind of funky, dirty. So he has to become pure, and he has to adopt a very sattvic lifestyle. He shaves up, cleans up his act, so to speak, puts on nice dhoti, sari, tilak. Bathes previously, maybe bathe once or twice a week. So the acharyas, they take a very humble position as servants. Sevana rupa modayo na parava. Those who are the most advanced are the greatest servants. Just like Prabhupada, he's simply serving. Samadhi na anusmara tad vicheshtitam. The one verse that Narad Muni instructed Vyasadeva to do. Composed Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, "You satyavrata, satyavrato," that's another verse, "dhritavrata," your vow is strong, just like Ramachandra in that verse, that I have taken a vow to protect anyone who surrenders to me. So similarly, the acharyas, they have strong vow, and they take the instructions of their parampara, especially their Guru Maharaj. Just see how much Prabhupada could accomplish, how much Bhaktivinoda Thakur could accomplish, just with this vow, dhritavrata, ananyas chintantamam ye janaha paripasate, always surrendered. And namashraya kori jatane tumi taka apanakaji. And the acharyas are careful not to disturb, just like even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going in South India, when the Korma Brahmana wanted to leave his family, Lord Chaitanya said, "No, there's no need. Jari deko tari kaho Krishna upadesh, amar age guru hoya tari dash." He said that famous verse, you can become guru right in your own, anywhere. Just stay where you are. Stane stita, Lord Brahma's prayer. You stay whatever position you are. Samsidhya hari toshanam. Whatever position you are, you can please Hari. You don't have to renounce. Kurihe tako, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so liberal. Kurihe tako, vani tako, sada hari bole tako. Whether you are in the griha, maidi ashram. Even the father of Krishna, he was dina chetasam. Grihamedinam, considering himself a Dina Chetasam, very fallen householder. And he's the father of Krishna. Namashraya. So we're always in this position that we need protection. Pahimam, Pahi Pahi Mahayogim. This verse is there. The Uttara in first canto, she's using that word also, Pahi Pahi Mahayogim. Abhayam Tasmai. She said, you give fearlessness. In this world of samsara, you are the protector. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the protection. Lord Ramchandra, when he heard even that Bharat, his brother, was doing such austerity, he was crying, that Bharat was so surrendered, therefore he could take the throne when Ramchandra came back to Ayodhya. What was he doing? He was only lying on the floor, and his food was only some barley cooked in cow urine like that. He wore tree bark. So there's no necessity of us wearing tree bark or only eating barley cooked in cow urine. Of course, it might be healthy. Cow urine is, we know, very healthy. Keeps you healthy. But the position is there to see. All our pastimes are like that. Teaching the daughter-in-law about teaching the daughter. When one has a more familiar position, just like Arjuna, he's familiar, he's being chastised. Ashochanam, Ashochanam, Pragyavadam, Shabasa, Gatasa, Nanoshit. Why you're lamenting like that? Because he's an intimate associate. He can be chastised. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't immediately just chastise, but he's attracting so many persons here in South India, traveling on the roadside. Walking on the road, he would chant this Ram Raghava mantra. He arrived at the banks of the Gautami Ganga. Formerly a great sage named Gautama Rishi. So Gautama Rishi also, I mean, there's a Gautama Rishi, may not be the same Gautama Rishi that we hear about in the Upanishads. But Prabhupada used to quote in the Jabal Upanishad and the Chandyogya Upanishad, there's a story of Gautama that Gautama Rishi accepted also this Jabal, who was a didn't know anything about his lineage. He wanted to become a brahmana, so he came to Gautama Rishi. Prabhupada tells the story several times. I want to be a brahmana. So Gautama Rishi asked him, are you a brahmana? Who's your father? He said, I don't know who my father is. Which, in the Upanishads, if you don't know who your father is, it's like, forget it, you know? He said, well, go ask your mother. So he asked his mother. His mother said, I don't know who your father is because I'm just a maidservant, so I don't know. So when he told Gautam, then Gautam said, you're a Brahmin because you tell the truth. Therefore, I will initiate you and teach you the Vedas. So this is one qualification. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, going to all these holy places, he purified them. Like nowadays, we want to go, and we think that Vrindavan is, we know that Vrindavan is a place of Krishna. But we also know that many intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's no history that they even went to Vrindavan, isn't it? Like Swarup Damodar, and so many persons, Ramananda even. Great. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a list of all these intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's no history that they even went to Vrindavan. Although they're eternally residents of Vrindavan, intimate associates, Parishad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in modern times, Mahaprabhu himself, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. I know that. It says that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he spread this Vrindavan consciousness throughout India, the subcontinent. And it just takes a little preaching. There was some question last week about, well, we don't see that everyone's a Gaudiya Vaishnava. But many of them have become. There's some language. I mean, at one time, it's a completely different country. And imagine all the pundits there spoke Sanskrit, not Bengali. Nowadays, maybe not so many, but still great, big, big pundits. That's also impressive if someone can speak fluently in Sanskrit. you can please. I'm sure when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta went, he established so many places. What to speak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if one has adhikar, he can do so many things. Otherwise, just like on a morning walk with Prabhupada in Mayapur, very remarkable that Gaura Govinda was teaching us some Bengali. And Jai Bhattaka Maharaj, he told Prabhupada on this walk, I was there, and we're walking right in front of the Lotus building toward the road. He said, well, Gaura Govinda is teaching the devotees Bengali. And Prabhupada said, why is he teaching Bengali? So, of course, Jai Bhattaka Maharaj said, we're in Bengal? He was like, what? Because he knows Prabhupada is going to say, is never can second guess or guess what Prabhupada is going to do or say at any minute, any moment. He could turn the table on you. So Prabhupada said, in India, everyone is speaking Hindi. Why not? He should teach them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, Desha Karlata Yuktani, he's preaching according to time, place, and circumstance. So he's chanting Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava. Because so many worshippers of Lord Rama are there. You can understand it. Pahimam, please protect me. But we're appealing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sharanyam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a whole book, Sharanagati. Jive Doya Krishna Na. That Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Doya Kori Saparshada Siyadama Sahabatari, that Mahaprabhu has appeared with all his associates, means many of them are Krishna associates also. Saparshada Siyadama, and he's taken his whole dham down from the spiritual world and appeared right there. Why is he doing it? Jive Doya Kori, just to give mercy to the jivas, all jivas, not even all only humans, but Thakur Haridasa said, even the pratidvani echo is also there to deliver the. It is the kirtan of the non-moving entities. So the Mahabhagavat. Like Haridas Thakur, he's the Parama Mahabhagavat, Parama Vidvan, most learned person. Not that just because he's chanting 24 hours, 3 lakhs, that he doesn't know anything. No. He's the Namacharya. Still, he was told to preach Pati Gari Gari. Go door to door. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda, Shuno Shuno Nityananda, Shuno Haridas. Amaragye. My order is go prati gare, every house, and fall down at their feet, beg them to take the holy name. Therefore, Jeev Jago, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying in the song we just sang, NH Yoshodi Maya Nashi Bharalad. Maya is all prominent in the material world, the illusory energy. Therefore, he's saying to counteract this Maya, this medicine. To destroy, Nashi Bala means to destroy Maya. The weapon, the supreme weapon, is this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. As it says, Samsara Chedaika Mantram, to destroy Samsara. Jive Shri Krishna Mantram Japa Japa Satatam. King Kulashekar also says, take the name of Krishna. Jive, Jive, it means on the tongue. Jive, Shri Krishna Mantram, Japa Japa Satatam. Constantly chant Japa of the holy name. And he might have been chanting slightly differently, Kulashekar. So, Prabodhanada Saraswati, he's given so many things. Premam Budo Viharane Yati Chitta Vitti. Premam Budo Viharane. Viharane means to take pleasure in the ocean of praying. How do you do that? Sankirtan. Nama Sankirtanam. By taking the holy name, especially not just japa, but sang means with the devotees. You don't find that anyone's going to be very happy if they give up Sankirtan. Sankirtan is glorifying also. Kirtan. Kirtanadeva Krishna Shah. So this is our joy. Premambudo viharaneyati chittavi chaitanya chandra sharanam prayaptu. Sharanam prayaptu. Sharanam papanam. Same as Arjuna. To surrender. Sarimam tam papanam. If you want to get this, pahi pahi. Raksha means to protect. Abhasa rakibe Krishna. One of the six symptoms of surrender. Besides, well, the six, and one of them is to accept the protection, the surrender. Avasa, Rakibe Krishna. And one who surrenders, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Krishna, Tari Nahi Tyaja, he never gives you up. If you surrender, he will not give you up. And that is easily performed by surrendering to Prabhupada's program. Prabhupada has given so many instructions. Otherwise, we have no He Guru Ganadadina Bandho Sananda Data Kurunaika Sindho. The Guru is Kurunaika Sindho. Krishna is the Kuruna ocean, but the Guru is also bringing that ocean. And why did Prabhupada go through so much trouble? Heart attacks, Amjaladutta. He's fully protected. He saw that all the incarnations were fully protecting him in the boat. So we never had to do so much austerity. Tibrena, very intense austerity. We were simply lounging around. And Prabhupada is coming, a great endeavor, great exhaustive. But taking a vow to surrender to his Guru Maharaj's order. And his Guru Maharaj gave the order immediately. Prabhupada had not even gotten up from paying obeisances. Just imagine Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's Singha Guru. He just saw them. Their heads were down on the floor. He said, "You are educated boys. You should be preaching. You should preach in English." Time, place, circumstance. So Mahaprabhu is preaching in to these Ramchandra Bhaktas. That's why one of the reasons he's chanting. We can understand that. But he's chanting. In Puri, he was chanting Harai Nama Krishna, Yadavai Nama, Goku, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda Nam, what is it? Gopal Govinda Ram, Shri Madhu Sudan. This is the original song, and then Narottam Das added to it so many, 8, 9 verses, so many nice verses. That one should surrender to the six Goswamis. If you want to get to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tadera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sani, that seva has to be there, seva, pure seva. Sevana Rupa Mudeo Na Parabara Tvam. No one is discriminated against. The more service you do, then you can understand, Yeyatamam Pabhajante, the more Krishna will be pleased. And the more service we do for Maya, then we can understand. Krishna is always pleased. It's for our benefit. So, this is the best service too. Chanting. Oh, somebody's already got his hand up. What happened? Oh, yeah, I don't know anything about it. Somebody may know. If Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it could have been lost since Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time. But, you know, we could ask some. I've not heard about that book. It could be other things in the book. I mean, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, whether, you know, gradually the time's coming when we won't be able to ask anybody. It may be here already about this book. Because at least 20, 30 years ago, you could ask some of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's direct disciples if they knew anything. Nowadays, I don't know who you're asking. It might be there. Maybe Gaudiya Math people know about it. I don't know. Anybody? I don't know. Yeah, it seems to be But then again, Prabhupada mentioned several times the Bhagavatam stories are not in chronological order, but there's no loss or diminution. There is an old story told about Ajamya, Itihasa, it says. It's old, old history. And then we get the lesson. Prabhupada said, example is better than precept. So, but precept has to also be there. So the precepts are there, and then the example about the holy name. That Pariket Maharaj, oh, you have another question? Does anybody have the mic? Forgot me. So, how to get delivered? Adunaya Mahabhaga, Pariket Maharaj had asked Shukadeva, how will they be delivered from hell? So then the example was given of Ajamya, that he committed so many sins, he was destined for hell, definitely, 100%, stamped. His passport was stamped, but still he was delivered. Jagada Chatur Akshanam, by chanting the four syllables, Yada Narayana Yeti Narayana, he was delivered from unlimited sinful reactions. Questions?
Prabhu, you mentioned the purpose of the tailor and the sweeper in the marketplace of the holy name. What about the barber?
Barber shaves you up.
That's
Prabhupada
it,
said, Lord Chaitanya has come to save you and to shave you. Actually, Bardraj is the one. I missed that because I had to fly back. Somehow I flew up to L.A. for the Rath Yatra in 75. But Bardraj had a later flight, so I missed out. But he got to go in with Prabhupada. I don't know if I would have gotten to go in there, but Prabhupada was talking about how not to paint people with long hair, Krishna with too long hair, even though sometimes it's described, in especially Nectar Devotion, look, Krishna has long hair. Still, Prabhupada didn't want to promote long hair. Anyway, then Bardraj proposed that, well, Lord Chaitanya has long hair. And Prabhupada just stopped and said, yes, but he has come to shave you, save you. And everyone, we've been hearing that pastime recently. This way in Bengali, they say a soft S, shave you, shave you. Then Prabhupada picked up on it and said, yes, he has come to shave you and to save you. Save you and to shave you. Lord Chaitanya is the ultimate barber. He told Sanatana Goswami to, he should go out and shave up, become gentle, Bhadra, whatever, I forget the exact, but Tapan Mishra, Chandrasekhar, they were told to help Sanatana. So he gave him a dhoti, tore it up in a piece, made a Babaji dhoti. This is the source of the Babaji cloth, at least that we know of. Just a little white cloth. Sanatana, I guess, was the first one to wear it. And all the other Goswamis were wearing a little cloth. Not much. Kopina Kantashrito. And then when it's cold, they have an old, dirty, torn blanket, quilt. So the tailor doesn't mean he outfits you necessarily with, like, the latest, you know, what is it called? Gucci, who are these great, famous clothing. Very much people are, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the Udilo Arana, they spend their days dressing nicely at night and doing other things. They're looking for clothes. You can see, if you go on, especially these big, big places like Fifth Avenue, Upper Fifth Avenue in the 50s, and 40s and 50s, and now the Rath Yatra is stopped, but we used to go in that section from 59th Street. Now we have to go from 40-something Street. It's kind of tragic because we miss all that crowd, you know, all these very, very highly well-dressed, especially ladies, and they're shopping in these fancy stores and getting sometimes custom-made, very nice. So we say, dressing of a dead body. Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastri Japastapa. Apanasyaiva Dehasya Lokanam, what is it? Ranjanam. That without Krishna Bhakti, they were dressing nicely as just the dressing of a dead body, just like sometimes they dress up the dead bodies. Well, always we dress up, even before the cremation. So, but your body is simply what we know, tridaduke, bag of mucus, bile, and air. And so we require a proper tailor. The guru is a tailor, he dresses you. Outside, Prabhupada said, the outsiders who are not devotees, they're very interested in dressing up very nicely. But the devotees, they keep one fashion. Todi, sita, neck beads.
Srila Prabhupada put also the mantra in the introduction of the Krishna book.
Right.
So, and just a small comment. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta gave instruction to Srila Prabhupada and his friend, right? The Malik family, right? To go to the West.
They were Malik. Narendra Malik.
Narendra Malik. So Prabhupada explains also at the end, in the after many years after he was initiated, in one lecture he says, Prabhupada, I wrote a letter to my Guru Maharaj just before his departure. And I told him, I asked him, what can I do to serve you? You know, Srila Prabhupada mentions, I'm a householder, you are surrounded by all your big sannyasis, swamis, brahmacharis, you know, they're doing service to you directly. I'm just a poor householder. What can I do to serve you? And Srila Prabhupada says, he told me the same thing, to go and preach to the Western countries in English. So he gave the same instruction from beginning to end, a few days before his departure. Like that, Srila Prabhupada mentioned. So the pure devotee, like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he can see past, present, future. Right? It's in the scriptures. Plus, he was an astrologer before. So she can see the connection with Srila Prabhupada. You know? So he also gave instruction to the famous magazine they used to print the Gaudiya Math, what was the name?
Sojana Toshani,
yes. So whatever he writes, you should print it. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, like Srila Prabhupada's style of writing and his English. So there was good English.
So well, yeah, and there's other things. Bhaktisiddhanta, when Prabhupada went to see him in Radhakund, he told him, if you get money, you should print a book. He said, Agun Jalbe, there'll be fire in the mats when I leave. And then when they wanted Babu to be president in Bombay, Bhaktisiddhanta said, you don't have to recommend him. He'll do everything. So, yeah, he said he'll do everything. Anything else?
Didn't he say when to his disciples in Bombay, when Prabhupada to be the president, you just leave him alone in his own time, he'll do everything?
I just said that. Well, you must have been listening to something on your headphones.
That part about him doing it on his own.
You don't have to recommend it, he'll do everything. I just more or less said that. But
he was supposed to leave, you just leave him alone.
I said, you don't have to recommend it, he'll do everything.
No, but I thought that it was something different, that it was like, you just leave him.
Well, Prabhupada gave the his own words, you don't have to recommend him. I'm just quoting what Prabhupada said. He also put it that way.
Yeah, I thought it was just don't try to engage him, because on his own he'll do it.
Well, he didn't say don't try to engage him. They want him to be the president, but he was collecting, so, yeah. Yeah. Kijaya.